Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hey, everyone.
Here we are.
Well, I've got a little bit of a treat in the studio.
Have you?
I've got.
There you go.
Can you smell this?
Oh, my nose doesn't work at the best of times, babe.
I feel like Jimmy and Nath after this are going to go this. You know, like you sit in a room.
It does look really
and
good.
You don't realise that it smells, and then you leave and you come back and you go, whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's like the time with the deodorant.
With the deodorant. So I have here with me a garlic-heavy lamb ragu.
Oh, I can. Oh yeah, now I can smell it.
And it's very nummies.
It does look good,
but
doesn't it?
Concerned for Jimmy and Nath after us, and even Husey, Ed and Aaron tomorrow morning in the Sydney studio. They're our Sydney breakfast team.
You know what?
Maybe you're even Viva Nick.
You know what?
It might permeate.
Go all the way through the lines down to Melbourne. It may do. You know what? You're here now.
Doesn't matter.
It's your priority. You get it. If you want it, you have it.
Thanks, Dave Cameron.
You're welcome.
Love it.
Call me Dave.
All right, David. Keen for tonight's show. God.
Last week, I had an actual
rest on the weekend. So, like, I have actual energy to talk.
Oh, fun.
Which is...
Fun.
Unusual.
It is unusual.
But my voice is still gone.
I think it's still sexy.
It's still sexy, but I've been trying to sing because I've been trying to get some...
Sing?
Yeah, because I just...
What do you mean?
Well, because it's fun to sing.
And
I've been trying to sing, you know.
No, what was that? What song was that?
That was Love Galore. Why you bother me when you know you don't want me?
That's right.
Why you bother me? By SZA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. We should have started with that. Now I know.
That's
it.
What I did start with.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe we've got some work to do.
Anyway, I've been struggling to get to even, I would say, a mid-tone.
Mid-tone?
Even a mid-tone. I'm really struggling to go high or low. So we'll see how it's
going. Well, you've almost got, 6 weeks off to recover your voice.
I know. Maybe not my throat, though.
Sorry? It's too early for that, mate. That's.
What do you mean? I mean, like, it might be sore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know what you're saying.
Come on, mate.
Anyway,
it's almost holidays. Don't get us in trap. You push this too far.
They'll give us a 6 week suspension. Oh well.
Oh, that sucks. I'm off work.
Oh well.
Like, oh, we're gonna get in trouble. Oh, what are they gonna do? Take us off air?
Hey, speaking of trouble, we should catch up with producer Max about his vaping.
What would you?
Speaking of trouble.
Because he claimed to have quit last week.
He kicked it.
Very early on. I feel like it should have been like a pregnancy where he only announced it after a few weeks.
Yeah, He
shouldn't have done it day one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, anyway, that's coming up. Next, though, food delivery gone wrong. What does that mean?
What does it mean? Well, we'll find out.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So I was... scrolling through my Instagram stories or someone else's Instagram stories on the weekend, a friend of mine from Brisbane, and she uploaded a screenshot of a conversation with a food delivery driver, right?
Yeah.
And it was so funny. I sent it in the group chat. I think at 11 o'clock on Sunday night. Like, I was like, everyone, this is, I was ruffling. I was ruffle-coptering because I was like, this is
the copter. You went full copter?
I was pissing myself. So she uploads this screenshot with no context, just this.
No text, right?
It's a message to the food delivery driver. Are you here? The reply is, my car's been stolen. My car is being stolen. And then... I'm unable to complete delivery. Now,
interesting.
Few things here.
It's a lot to unpack here.
Okay, few things. My car is being stolen.
So watching it happen?
Watching it happen, currently happening. But I guess if it's out of your hands or you're out of the car, it's all until it's back, it's in the process of being stolen.
Well, does your car just, okay, What, does your car get, it's been stolen after you can no longer get it back? And for the whole time, it's just being stolen?
Yeah, like it's on its way. There's potential, yeah. And I guess
the potential to get it back is being stolen.
Right, okay. So, and then the second part that made me laugh that really tickled my little brain was that I'm unable to complete delivery is obviously one of those automated replies. You just click and it's like, I'll be right there. You know, it's a bit, you know, like they, on delivery apps.
Yeah, yeah.
He's obviously gone. Also, I'm unable to complete. Just to be clear, I'm unable to complete delivery. So
it's pretty clear, bro. No, so, yeah, it's stolen car.
Now, but this has caused a bit of ruckus in the office.
Yeah.
Because I believed this man.
I don't at all.
Implicitly.
No, I
thought, I didn't even think for a second that the car could still be within his reach.
No, I reckon he's got the keys in his hand. I reckon he's lying.
You think he's got?
I think he's lying. I think he's just gone, you know what? I can't do this, but if I say my car's been stolen, the overarching business will be like, oh, poor guy. And then he's not going to get any strikes because what a lie to tell. Because sometimes some of the best lies you should do are the most outlandish ones that don't get asked.
Because people aren't going to go, they're lying about that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like someone that I knew that lied about having cancer. No one asked
them. No one's asking that.
You're not going to ask that until we found out the medication they were taking was for heartburn.
Well,
anyway, that's
like Gavos. Gavos. Taking Gavos?
I'm pretending that it was.
You can't be doing Gavos.
I'm pretending that it was.
That's bullshit. No way.
I'm going to tell you the full story off air.
Okay. Yeah, no, sorry.
Because they might sue me if I tell you more details.
Wow. That's a hell of a jump.
Well, big lie.
That's what I'm saying. Big lie.
Big lie.
No accusation.
But I just don't know what benefit they would get from this. They can just cancel the job. If they wanted the food, they could just cancel the job.
If I'd said to you, Abs, can't come, my car's been stolen, you're not going to go, prove it. Prove it.
Like, no, I'd want evidence more for fun, more to laugh at you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
More to go, well, I guess you can't prove a negative, though. You can't prove your car isn't there.
Like, show me. I'm like, no, I can't. It's gone.
I can't. It's gone.
It's gone, mate.
It's like when you get food delivery and you can kind of, and
he's eating it.
When like they forget an item,
yeah.
And they go, so take a photo, and you're like, what?
No,
I can't take a photo of anything. It's not there.
It's okay. Cold. Take a photo.
But I don't know why this person, there's no motivation. I think they're a good person. They're trying to earn the money. Surely they wouldn't get the money
You remember that I'm a bit jaded. Remember that time with Uber with the Uber. When he was driving and he was like, very little white lie, fun little lie, but I was off it. He's like, I'm filling up my car. And I was like, sure.
Yeah, naughty.
Naughty. And it took ages. And then turned around, I looked at the petrol gauge, still needed petrol, empty. And there was a fresh coffee.
Well, no, we agreed he needed to fuel up himself.
Oh,
we agreed. Remember, we had a huge fight about it on air because I was defending him. So I think we've got a few points here. I think there's no motivation to do it. Yeah. I think it's a bit dramatic. I think he could have said, I'm unable to complete delivery and then cancel the job and lost the delivery fee that he gets.
That would be the smart one, I think. Just cancelling it.
But he's gone to type out, he's got there and gone, my car is being stolen. Also, what makes me think that it was a legitimate thievery was that the first message is my car is being stolen, not I'm unable to complete delivery. If it was the other way around, he could send that, the automated message, I can't deliver, and then gone, excuses, car being stolen.
Okay, all right, new angle.
It's a panic.
How are they stealing his car? He's left the keys in it, got out.
Yep.
They normally leave the phone in the little holder because it's easier for the maps. He wouldn't have the phone.
He has to take the phone out of the holder
to see what apartment number. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
To see where.
Scrap, forget that angle.
They are.
I don't like that angle anymore.
Babe, well, for example, keyless entry.
Yeah.
Maybe he was still really close to the car and his key was in there and they turned it on and buzzed off. I reckon it's true.
I don't think it's true.
I reckon it's true. Okay, well, 13 10 60, help us out. Do you think this delivery driver actually had their car stolen, or do you think that it's all a ruse?
I don't know. I think it's a ruse, mate.
13 10 60.
Give us a call. We'll take your calls next.
Hot Nights Podcast.
A friend of mine has been a victim of lack of delivery on the weekend. I'm devastated for her. I was looking through my Instagram stories and saw a screenshot that she posted from a delivery driver. She said, are you here? Because obviously, also it was said at 10 p.m. So
Hungry.
So hungry, and also not many more chances to get food in Brisbane where she's from. Not very many more chances.
Well,
most
maybe
close at 4 p.m. in Brisbane.
That's true. Maybe ordered it before 10 as well, because a lot of places shut at 10.
Yeah, so no more chances.
None.
And then she had a reply saying, my car is being stolen.
Being.
I'm unable to complete delivery. So we had a bit of a fight in the office, and we asked you on 131060 what you reckon, whether it's a lie or whether you reckon it's legitimate. So, Geordie, what do you think?
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, babe. I mean, I believe that this is a legitimate excuse. I think this person actually had their car stolen, because why would you lie about that?
Don't know. Depends on where they're located, really.
What do you mean?
Some places are dodgy, but
If it high chance of being stolen?
Yeah.
Okay. But do you think someone would lie about this?
What about the food?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've had it happen to me, actually. Ordered really early and probably roughly around 7. And they just said to me basically was, we can't make it because our fuel is low. And I'm like, well, why pick up the order, really, you know? And so I felt it was dodgy, so I cancelled my order.
You cancelled it.
And but by the time he got out of the place he was at, he had the food already. So it was like, I just cancelled my order and got my money back, but he still got all the food, you know. So
that's what I'm saying.
Damn it.
No, but why would? But I just don't understand why someone would say just cancel the order or say they ran out of fuel. Saying my car is being stolen is so extreme.
Yeah, but that's the point.
I think he had in the spur of the moment probably said something like, oh, my car's getting stolen, you know, probably scared that.
What, the smell of the Euros was too strong and he's gone, I need to have this nummies and lose money.
Yeah, probably.
But he's basically paid for the Euros anyway. If he's lost the money from not delivering it, he's paid for the Euros anyway. Just buy yourself, while you're at the shop, put an order in, deliver the
another
food
Euros.
And come back. Get another Euros.
He's probably been doing it all day and he's hungry.
So right, that's what I'm saying, Geordie.
No, well, I've got someone here. I've got a celebrity on the phone. We've got the victim.
Oh, the victim.
And
car
I'm
guy.
Victim, can we say your name? Can we reveal who you are?
Hello, it's Nina. I'm here, Abby.
It's my friend Nina from Brisbane Land. We used to be housemates. And I dated her
I've
cousin
got a lot
for a
of
long
stories.
Time. Oh, she's got too many stories living with me.
Go on.
So, Nina, what do you believe happened to your Euros?
Okay, so at first, we definitely thought he couldn't resist the smell of the Euros.
Yep,
great.
However, there have been multiple carjackings around Brisbane inner city lately, and he sat at an intersection for 5 minutes, which is why we followed up. So I believe he was carjacked.
Fully
carjacked, Nina, you think?
I believe he was carjacked.
Dun, dun, dun.
There was a drone there. Did you get the order replaced? Did you get the money?
Yes.
Like, what happened with the result?
Well, we went onto the app, had to make a bit of a complaint. I felt bad doing it because I knew in my heart this guy was carjacked.
So you believe?
I don't know about the carjacking.
At the
red light.
Have you looked at police reports this morning?
Surely.
Just the fact that I had the courtesy to tell us mid-carjacking that his car was being stolen.
Yeah.
Being, yes.
But it makes Rowan think that you couldn't really tell someone. If you couldn't tell anyone, would you tell the person you're delivering food to? Would you call the cops?
Yeah. He had his priorities straight.
I'm not even sold on the intersection. He could have just pulled over. I don't know.
Maybe the car got jacked because the person smelt the Euros.
Maybe it was the Euros. He said, give us your car, mate.
Yeah, I reckon.
He didn't like the Honda, but he went, I'm taking it.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time for the movie game.
We love it. The movie game. It is so much fun. Okay, here's what happens. Because Rowan claims to know so much about movies, he's the movie
man, baby.
And I admit, and I'm humble and I have a big ego or anything, I admit that I know much about movies. And I like to learn. I'm open to learning, open-minded.
Yeah.
So I read out vague plots of movies. So I learn what's going on, and then we also test Rowan's knowledge along with a contestant. So
it's been a good year this year. Also, thanks to Hoyts, giving away the Hoyts Lux tickets.
They're so good.
So sorry, Hoyts, couldn't give away more because I've been so good at it. Better than I thought I'd be, to be fair.
Yeah, you've actually been annoyingly good, so I'm concerned. I've tried different things. I've tried different cadences.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the last one of the year?
Yeah. This is the last one, baby.
Oh, please lose.
Look, I want to win. I want to end on a high.
All right. Well,
I want to end on a high. Oh, right. Sorry, I'm not singing, man. Could be, though. That wasn't bad.
Could be, though.
Could be.
Didn't bring it. could be. Performing next arias.
Maybe.
All right. Sammy is our contestant. Hi, Sammy.
Hey, Sammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Sammy. All right. So it's names as buzzers.
Yep.
Best of three, all right?
Cool.
Movie so, Man plus two still, or is it plus three now?
Plus two, I think.
Oh, it's plus three. Thank you, Maxie.
So you've won 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Gross. All right, Sammy, it's the last one of the year. You've got to do this,
Sammy?
For me, all right?
Yeah, that's a month of domination.
Sure. All right, Sammy. Okay, Sammy, I'm just going to remind you, Sammy, you can interject midway through the paragraph. So if I say two words and you know what it is, then yell it out, right? Yell out your name because sometimes people understand that and they
don't
lose.
Shoot too soon though, Sammy.
Don't. All right, let's go. Sammy's ready. All right, ready? Let's go. Let's go to this.
Yeah.
A tough New Yorker finds himself in a tight situation when the building that's hosting his wife's Christmas party is taking over. Yes?
Die Hard.
Yes!
Well, I didn't even hear that.
Yes!
What was it?
Die Hard!
Oh, God, Die Hard, of course!
Sammy, oh, my God, my nipples are getting harder. All right, let's go.
Sammy's just there on the phone making noises with
Sammy,
it.
All right, Sammy. Okay. Yeah, noises that make words.
Yeah,
sorry that you didn't understand that.
Yeah, maybe it's my ears.
All right. Set almost entirely in London, England, during five frantic weeks before Christmas, follows a web-like pattern of interrelated, loosely related, and unrelated stories of a dozen or more various
Love Actually.
Yes.
Interesting. Ooh. Interesting. Crap. Interesting.
Crap. Crap.
Interesting.
Crap. 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 Crap.
Interesting.
All right, let's keep going. Boring. Don't get too excited. Sammy. Ah. Sammy,
it's 1-0. Having fun. 1-0, Sammy. How you feeling? Good? Hope
yes.
So.
I really don't want you to win. I don't need another high.
Why? Just wow.
Because we're going to have to do something next year to really mess you up. All right.
Unbelievable.
Inside a snowflake exists a magical land wherein live people like characters who all love
Sammy.
Christmas. Yes?
Sammy. The Grinch.
Did we?
Yes! Yes, Sammy! Sammy! Sammy, that sentence made no sense.
Sammy, congrats. This feels like it's been rigged. This feels like.
Oh, sore.
This feels
loser,
like it's been.
Loser.
Anyway.
One of those was my favourite movie of all time, and the other one was my daughter's. So
oh,
that was
okay. So, come on.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Okay, well done.
Sammy, enjoy. Good. Take your daughter to the movies. That'll be great.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Bye,
Good
Sammy.
Good on you, Sammy. That's great. Your next trip to the movies, got a whole lot comfier at Hoyts. Book your recliner seats now at hoyts.com.au. You know what? I'm sad to lose, and I do feel like a bit of a sore loser.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that the last one.
Ha, ha, ha. You lost.
Unbelievable scene.
And also, you know what they say? It's like the last, it's all or nothing, the last game.
So they won 25 tickets.
Yeah, and also you lost 25 games. Stanley Move Men minus 25. That sucks.
No, I'm not.
Call you out next year.
I'll be crawling out. All right, whatever. Okay. Hot nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
I'm shaking. I'm nervous.
Well, a pub date, for those that don't know what that means, is short for Pete Davidson Update. It's a pub date. That sounded a bit like a dog.
I still think we could get a better name.
Well, I think that ship sailed. It's been all year, pub date.
Okay.
Can you believe we've been doing Pete Davidson updates
so
for the
many,
whole year?
So many Pete Davidson updates.
We're the problem.
I love him.
Me? Sorry? Love. Love's a big word. What's happened? You right?
Nothing.
Okay.
Someone just found my private Instagram. Sorry, someone just sent me a screenshot of my private Instagram.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Oops. Anyway.
Finsta. Never mind.
Anyway, back to pup date.
She doesn't have one, by the way. All right. The pup date is, you know about M. Radikowski.
Yeah, because you forced the information upon me last pup date.
Yeah.
Babe, it just feels like it's rubbing my, haha, you're a loser, Pete Davidson will never date you.
Well, no. Remember she was he was here in Cairns.
I remember.
You could have flown up there and
no, met. But he was with Kim Kardashian, so I think he might have chosen Kim Kardashian over me.
But didn't she come here to dump him? Wasn't that the whole vibe?
I don't know.
Yes, that's what happened. So he might have been looking for a rebound. Well, nothing wrong with the rebound. Like, I would be Pete Davidson's rebound, for God's sake.
Okay, cool. But I didn't do it, did I?
No, you didn't.
And instead, I'm here celibate. So, great.
Oh, my God.
Great. Well, messaging people from Brisbane before I go up there for 6 weeks to try and sort something out.
Oh, good. At least you're forward planning.
100%.
So did you see where they were kind of seen taking photos?
Yes,
together.
And it was obviously set up paparazzi photos, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
which means they're actually together.
Because
they have a ruse together, which is very fun and sexy.
Here's the update. I'll just read from the sheet. The pup date. That's what I said, right? Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski have made their debut as a couple in new photos just months after the comedian split with Kim Kardashian. Now, Davidson, 28, Ratajkowski, 31. Older woman.
He's 28.
That's so hot.
Oh, my God. Wait, he's only 1 year older than... He's age-appropriate for me?
We're photographed sitting courtside together during an NBA game on Sunday. Now, courtside at Madison Square Garden in New York, everyone's looking at you. Everyone. It actually doesn't get more public than courtside at Madison Square Garden. It's actually more public than walking through Times Square and seeing all those people. It'd be more public at Madison Square Garden. They're laughing, having a great time. So, I'll show you the photos. Come here. Can you? No, here you go. Just reach yourself over.
Okay.
Can you just... Wow. So, there they are. That's Emily Ratajkowski and Pete Davidson. Is it? It is, isn't it?
It looks like, people doing cosplay of them. It doesn't look like them in this photo. It looks like someone doing a Halloween
costume. What are you looking at? Show me this photo.
It looks like a morph version of them.
Well.
But they look happy, maybe because they're so happy.
Here. I just thought I'd give you another one.
Give me some more.
Just a couple more. Oh, stuck. So that's a photo of what could have been if you went to Cairns. It's photoshopped. We've just photoshopped Abby's face on a Ratajkowski's head. And you look good too. Actually, it's glowing. You're glowing. And that's not even the filters. That's not even the luxe.
Oh my God. I look so
happy.
You know what's so bad? I saw that photo. I said, I went, it's a bad photo of Emily. I went, ooh.
So is it a better photo now that it's your face?
No. It's the photo of me to send, and I went, she looks awful. Ooh, yeah, I thought she looks very plain in this photo. Because it's me, not M Rada.
Look how happy he looks with you. Sorry, M. Look.
You know what?
What?
Hate those sunglasses on him. Don't like the outfit. I have the ick.
No, you don't have the ick, mate.
I do, mate. If he tried, no thank you.
You say no to Pete Davidson.
No.
Hot Nights Podcast.
I really like your top. Today. It's like a, it's, what is it? Like, it's like,
oh
an
my
oversized...
God, it's this beautiful boy really like makes it. This beautiful boy. Actually, let me give him a little shout out.
What's his name?
Oh, wait, his beautiful mum and him do TikToks. His name is Eaton Brood, EITANBROUDE. He makes beautiful clothes and he makes beautiful vests, African. And
love you, Eaton.
He's got this beautiful mum who does really funny things on TikTok with him, and he's just a beautiful angel boy. And he sent me these and some really cool pants. So,
cool.
Thank you. Isn't it cool? It's like a business shirt with like a wavy shoulder cutout. It's really cool.
There's like some holes in it. It's like the moths have got it.
Yeah, but in a good way. In a sexy way.
It is a sexy way because you just see a little bit of bra.
Yeah. Beautiful Chucky boy sent me this. So we love.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. And you can still see the shoulder, but you've also still got a shoulder on the shirt.
Yeah, it's like, oh, does she have shoulders or not?
She got them. She's got them. She's got anything. She's got shoulders, guys.
I can't see yet.
But then what you could do is you could pull it down a little bit, be like, give you some shoulder.
If I'm on a date and having a good time, I just go, you get a little treat.
No,
just shoulder out.
Show some shoulder.
Put some oil on it.
Oil it up.
Oil
it up. Maybe you need a shoulder tat for when you wear this. Would you do a shoulder tat?
Maybe.
Well, now you've got a reason to show it.
Now my shoulder feels erotic.
When isn't it?
I'm going to send a photo of my shoulder to my ex-boyfriend and see what he says.
Thoughts on the shoulder?
Photo taken.
It kind of looks.
It looks like I'm revealing something.
Yeah, well, you are. It's your shoulder.
Anyway, Eaton Brood, love.
Good on you, Eaton. Speaking of buying, segues are killing it. Abby got a new car again. Another one for the year. Must be nice.
Yeah, it is. It is nice.
It is nice.
It is nice.
We're going to talk about it.
I haven't bought. You actually like I bought like a Lamborghini or something.
No, you got like a, it's like a V12. I don't know what it is.
Oh,
it's like
sure, we'll talk about it.
Excuse me. Next, we are going to talk about our executive producer and his vaping, because I actually think he started vaping again.
I don't know. I want to think it hasn't.
He might be setting us up, to be fair. Anyway, we're going to get a vape update next from Matt.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Well, producer Max.
Hi.
Max is in here.
You seem very happy, babe.
Oh, yeah. You're just having a great day at work. It's a great show. Oh, we've got some good stuff coming up. Why don't we get to that?
Okay. Oh, Abby's McLaren.
Yeah,
purchase?
Let's get to that. Let's talk about that.
All right,
talk
about it. Come on. I wish. No. So.
What is it? We were talking about Max and his vaping.
Last week, Max proclaimed to the nation, literally, that he had quit vaping. I would say it was premature because
it was like
20 hours in or something, and he was bragging, saying, I'm done now. And we were going, maybe to see you. And Max goes, I'm done. No, it's over. It's over. As though he's just like, he's finished a puzzle. Oh, it's done.
This was our thing. Guys, we're here to support Max. But
well, I don't vape. I don't want Max to vape.
No, me either. But the thing is, he said to us numerous times this year, guys, I've quit. And then within a week.
Oh, I had a mild inconvenience.
I had a mild inconvenience. Couldn't have been said any better.
Now, for a while last week, he was snapping at you a little bit.
I remember he snapped it because I moved his wallet back to his desk.
Yes, I do recall saying, what are you going to do, fire me for putting my stuff on your desk?
I said, no, just have it on.
We don't have power to fire
you. It's all good, bro. I just thought you wanted it back.
Like. Yeah. So you moved house on the weekend.
Yeah.
I began the process.
Everything's going to storage tomorrow afternoon. But yeah, everything had to be packed and thrown away. And it was a tough weekend, I'm going to be honest.
Really?
You know, there was one point where I was walking down the street to buy more bin bags because I'd ran out, and someone on the street in front of me was vaping, and I just kind of walked through their cloud of
secondhand vape
in the air, and I was like,
not the secondhand vape.
I know, and I was like, no.
What flavor was it?
It was strawberry. It was very aggressively strawberry.
Yeah. Remembers everything about it.
Strangers edging you with their vape.
Yeah, and then like all weekend as well. I like when I'm asleep, I'm dreaming, and in my dreams, I'm vaping. And I wake
Hang
up.
Hang on. No, you're not.
No, I was.
I can't actually
And so
do this.
I was. No, I would wake up and I'd be like, oh, no, I let the team down. I vaped. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, it was just a dream. And I was like, oh, but wasn't that nice? That was a fonder time of my life. And
no, it wasn't, babe. You were doing this for your health. Like,
We're helping you.
I think we established I wasn't doing this for my health. I was doing this so that I could use the extra, like, 80 bucks a week I was spending on vapes on my rent.
That's crazy. By the way, we read that, didn't you read, Abby, that one vape was like 20 darts?
Yeah, like five packets or something.
That is unbelievable.
That's right. Wasn't it like five packs?
My voice usually sounds a lot different
you
than
this. You know what? It was 50. So it was two packs.
It's 50 darts per vape. That's right, because we're laughing because we're like, so you're doing 100 darts.
100 darts a week.
So you're almost on a pack a day.
Yeah, baby.
Don't ask me
because the vape isn't sexy.
No, it's not sexy.
Neither are cigarettes.
No.
For legal reasons, but.
Legal reasons. Don't get them either.
No. But so, Max, I need to ask. I'm just going to, because you haven't said anything about.
What have you been doing?
Max Horstolfen, have you vaped over the weekend?
Be honest.
Abby Jane Chatfield, I can confirm for you that I have not vaped all weekend, and how dare you not believe in me?
Wow.
Max!
Yeah, so like I said last week, I've quit. And so,
not one vape.
That was good acting from you all afternoon.
Thank you.
By
not
the way.
One suck. Not one little bit.
No.
I count
not
the cloud
one.
As
no. No, it was just like a.
That's true.
It actually like it hit me in the face, and I was like strawberry, and I was like, oh no, it's bad strawberry. It's
No, you strawberries. Did not think, oh, no, it's bad strawberry.
Anyway, but look, I felt
that good shit. That's what you did.
I felt really disappointed because I came in today and you were like, I want a vape update. Then we can do 13, 10, 60. When did you drop the ball?
Is that what you think Abby sounds like?
I said, when did you drop the ball?
Well,
I think I
vaping?
Asked, when did you let yourself down?
Well, great.
That's right. I think you did.
But, you know, for me, I think that I'm just going to put this in the show now. 13, 10, 60. When did they not believe you and you proved them wrong?
Oh.
You have to sit through these calls, Abby, and know all that right. You're wrong.
That I was the catalyst for this. Rowan didn't believe it either.
No, congratulations, Max.
Thank you.
I believed in you.
Right, we'll see you next year. We'll have a vape update over the silly season.
I'm done.
When did they not believe you?
Well done, mate. Hot Nights Podcast. Producer Max has quit vaping. We never doubted him. And
it's actually really rude that he thinks we did doubt him.
No, it's like, I think because he's off the vapes, I think he's losing a little bit.
Don't tell him we think this, but he's
currently in the bathroom for a very long time.
Yeah, it's weird. He's been actually. I've seen him run off a little bit. To be fair, snapped at me for just. I handed him his phone back, and he got angry that
he's fire me.
I don't want to do that. I'm not going to. I was like, I can't. Like, there's employee rules for a reason. Like, it's not. Here's your phone, and don't talk to me like that.
And also, shush.
So us talking to him made him feel like I can't give up. So I actually think we're
the reason why he didn't vape over the weekend.
Max, if we were nicer to you about this, you would have picked up a vape and gone, oh, they don't care. They won't mind.
They won't. They don't care about me. They don't care about my health or my rent.
But you've gone, I bet you, and you don't have to agree.
Look at his face.
I bet you thought, wouldn't mind a vape. And then you thought of Abby and I and thought, they will destroy me if I have a vape.
I assure you, I didn't think about either of
liar,
you. I just thought about my rent and having the cash to pay for that.
That's
and I just
lie.
Thought how I said last week, I'd quit. And I was true to my word.
That's a lie.
First time for everything. Okay.
That's a lie. Anyway, so what did we ask, Max? You asked the question and it was weird because it didn't really make sense with what happened.
When did they not believe in you and you proved them wrong?
Yeah, they didn't. We believed in you.
Yeah, mate.
What are you talking about?
Are you not listening to us? I don't think he's listening to us.
I believe at many points last week you said, Max, you're a bit stressed. You want a vape?
Max,
Rowan went downstairs.
Never...
He said, what do you want, mate? I'm just running downstairs. Grape flavour? Strawberry flavour?
That's funny.
Cola? Your favourite?
It's Tuesday. Get you two for one.
It's quite funny, Rowan.
Thank you. Thanks, Ed.
But I'm not going to laugh with the serious head, but it's quite funny.
Thanks.
So
this is what we do.
What did you do and what had proved wrong?
Yeah. Say it again.
When did they not believe in you and how did you prove them wrong?
Okay, all right.
We believe.
No, but it doesn't make sense. It's fine.
It's
sometimes everyone, the phoners that we do sometimes don't make sense with the chat. So don't worry. Sometimes radio is a bit kooky like that where we try and twist things to... it make sense.
Just
and
like Max
this has been a twist.
He's trying to twist our support. Yes, he's trying to twist our support into not being support for Kooky Radio.
It's weird because Kim, our first caller, got it.
That's crazy.
All right,
Kim, makes some sense. Kim, what happened?
What happened, Kim?
Okay, so it was very late one morning. It was probably 3 a.m. My dad and family friend had been drinking and they're probably trying to put me to bed, but they were like, I bet you can't run around the race course without stopping. I live in Newcastle, so it's a pretty big track in New South Wales. Basically I was like, yeah, I can do it. And he's like, all right, I'll bet you $50. And I run around it without stopping, and they all followed me in the car, and, collected.
$50 when you're 8.
That's a lot of money.
$4,000. Like it is
money.
It's infinite money.
But
I was not stopping.
That's cool. Like, cool, Kim. But what do you reckon? Do you actually reckon, Max, we've helped Max, or do you think that?
Because you wouldn't have run the track unless someone doubted you.
That's what I'm
100%.
Saying.
100%.
Oh.
It's actually motivation, isn't it,
yeah.
Kim?
Yeah, it is.
So,
yeah.
So you,
you
think
get
that,
$50, Max gets $50 a week.
Yeah.
So.
But can he do it next week?
Well.
When no one's watching.
We don't know. Well, we don't know. So we'll find out next January if he's lasted Christmas.
He's going to London, mate.
His New Year resolution.
It's your London in the winter. Nothing else to do.
Yeah, other than vape and have Yorkshire puddings.
Yummy.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby.
I hate this. I hate that, by the way. Now that it's last week of the show for this year.
Okay, well, you couldn't hate that as much.
I need to come clean, and I hate that.
No, actually, you've that's bullshit, because you've liked it all year.
No, I haven't.
Until I said that I didn't like Debate Club. And now, all of a sudden, you hate something.
I actually forgot about you not liking Debate Club.
Wow. No, you love it. Mate, you love it. You love it. You
love it. Start the timer.
Well, I don't have a timer. Do you want me to do a timer? I can do a timer.
No, I'm joking. So I bought a car today.
Didn't you?
Sight unseen.
Yeah, because it's fine, because that's normally when you buy a Rolls Royce, you just kind of tell them what you want.
Oh, mate, it's not a Rolls Royce. It's actually the cheapest version of an SUV you can get. I just needed a car, because here's what's happened.
It's not the Bentayga. What do they call the Bentayga?
Shush!
Oh, sorry. Hey, I'm just trying to get the people across what you've done.
No, what you've done.
The people are proud of you.
No, I bought a new car, and I really wanted to get an electric car, actually, but my garage at the house doesn't have any power points to it.
That's a hard one.
So I am actively hurting the planet. So sorry, everyone. I should have gotten a hybrid though. Anyway.
Lucy has a hybrid. It's fantastic.
Well, didn't buy that, did I? So I needed a car because I'm going up to Queensland for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I have a place up there. Shush. And whenever I go there, I spend so much money on rental cars because they're so expensive there, because it's like four in the whole area that I live.
they're all Range Rovers.
No, they're not, mate. They're not. I've actually had this car that I bought. It's a good car. It wasn't that expensive for a car. And I've spent a lot of money just like it's $1,000 every time. It's a joke. Yeah, so I thought the amount of money I'd spend on a rental car for that long would almost be the worth of this car that I got, this like secondhand version of this car that I got. So I just bought a new car. And now I have it forever. And now maybe I can like car next door. Anyway, so.
Yeah, maybe you could.
But I have an issue with it. A huge issue.
Why?
So you know how there's no cars in Australia that hasn't been for 3 years?
Yeah, you really have to wait for a car now. Like if you have to really just wait.
You've got to order it and you call up. So I called up, I think like six dealerships today. And I asked if they had any SUVs of any kind that I could drive off a lot in 2 days. And they said,
all of them said no. That's nuts.
And I'm going, nuts. And I'm going, any price range, any, as long as it's automatic and it's an SUV that like has Apple CarPlay. That's like my favorite thing in the world. Why an Apple CarPlay?
Of course you did. No,
because with maps, because you know, after my trauma on the roads, I really need maps to be in front of me.
Yes.
I
and
can't
fair.
Just have audio. It makes me anxious.
Well, if I had CarPlay, I wouldn't have been stung holding my phone the whole
yeah.
time.
Yeah. See, else that's why I don't get fined. So I'm actually saving money by paying for Apple CarPlay because I'm not going to get fined and lose my license for 3 months.
Four months.
Anyway, I have an issue though. So I've always bought cars, as everyone normal does, white, grey, or black.
Yeah.
Yep. So the only car that I could find, and I've already bought it, the only car that I could find is... it's electric blue.
Is it kind of... Oh, my God. Beep, beep, beep. Is it kind of like the blue on the Hot Nights pay? Like that one, like...
Yep. Let me show you a photo.
Show me the blue. No, mate, no.
But it's kind of a sleigh.
You get one of those ones, the bigger ones. I thought you got the little hatch.
No. I got like an SUV to...
I used to drive one of those. They're the best cars ever.
And they're not expensive, so stop saying... really reasonably priced.
No, but see... Yeah. They're great cars.
It's electric blue.
It's honestly.
But I was thinking.
What?
I was thinking kind of a sleigh.
I mean, I don't mind.
And here's my reasoning. My house, there's no silver allowed in my house and no grey allowed in my house.
Okay.
Right? I only have like colours in my house.
Okay.
And why would my car be boring?
No, mate. I just think.
Why would my car be just white?
So they have. So they had that there. That was there, ready to go.
It's the only one, mate. I think it's cute. I think it's kind of sleigh.
No, of course.
I think it's actually, it's not like it's like an ugly blue. I think, you know, I saw say IRL and I went, whoa.
You know, that's the exact colour I had when I was driving one of them around.
And did you feel
sporty?
Good?
I felt sporty. Felt sporty. Has it got the sunroof? The premium one?
No, I didn't even know what it looks like in real life. I haven't seen it in real life. I bought it without seeing it because I just was just so desperate for a car. So you got one, I'll pay
for it. Why don't you
now.
Just, if you're going there for a while, why don't you just drive your car up? The one you've already got now?
Because the issue is I want to take up furniture, a bit of furniture.
Oh, okay.
And a painting that will only fit in like a bigger car. And also, there's also it's easy to buy a car in Sydney. Imagine buying it in the Northern Rivers, trying to buy a car. Because the issue is, it's very boring, but the issue actually is.
Yeah, go on, please. That
if you buy a car across the border in Gold Coast, which is where all the car dealerships are, other paperwork. It's like a nightmare. So it's better to buy it in Sydney, where they have the most cars, and just see how you go. And I've gotten a little blue car, and I actually think it's pretty slay.
I've actually
decided that it's really cool. So
on the air, you've decided.
So Max, that sucks for you. Don't be jealous.
I love that you've justified it on the air.
Max, what color is your car?
I currently drive around white cars for my go-gets.
Interesting, isn't it?
Leave Max out of this. He's already stressed from the vaping and not telling us. Leave him out of this.
And lying to us about vaping.
Yeah, he's stressed out about lying.
Yep. I mean,
I know Aston Martin do SUVs. Why didn't you get one of them? They probably have black ones around.
Maybe.
Different, neutral colour.
Actually, okay, I know you're making a joke. Ha ha ha, Abby has money. But I actually don't think there's any other cars in Sydney that are available to drive off.
You know, I want a new car, and I had a friend tell me the other day, I'm going to have to probably order one soon and get it next year, like in 12, 13 months.
Yeah, babe.
Nuts.
Yeah, it's not well. So that's my update. I have an ugly car. I get it. Everyone's jealous, though, because
you have the
No, you know what it is? I'll drive around, and people will go, "Oh, confident."
That's what you think they'll say about you, confident.
So God, I actually want to get with someone up in the Northern Rivers, and he's going to think I'm going to have to park around the corner from his house and walk.
No, it's not that bad. So now you have the holiday Dyson, and you have the holiday SUV. Wow, must be nice.
Yeah.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you, so please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy voice.
Okay. So.
What's up?
Someone has been very naughty on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
It's actually, side note, there's a lot of naughty stuff on Twitter.
Yeah. I quite like Twitter sometimes. Did I just say Twitter? Did I accidentally say Twitter?
Also, I quite like Twitter. Sometimes. So you like Twitter. What do you like on Twitter?
The Twitter.
You like the Twitter on Twitter. Absolutely. Someone on Twitter has revealed that they can find a way for people to figure out if their partner has any nude photos of ex-partners on their phone.
Interesting.
Now, first of all, do you have photos? Do you keep nudes in your phone?
No.
You delete them?
Yeah, gone.
What do you mean gone?
Like deleted.
What do you mean?
You mean of mine?
Of yours, of anyone sent you.
Okay, I can't bear to look at mine, but like.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but like old exes, and it's like, no, it's weird. Gone.
Same. I do that as well.
Okay, good.
I delete them immediately.
I just felt like you're just like, hanging on to it.
Yeah, it's weird to keep the sex tapes.
Yeah, you'd never get sex tapes. Sorry, my fault. Delete the photos, keep the sex tapes. That's what I do.
Yeah. No, well, the photos. See, the thing is, it annoys me, is I don't get sent many nudes.
No, but you just, right, okay. So what do you mean? What are you getting sent?
Because just men are selfish and they just expect to receive the nude.
That's true. That is true.
Never send the nude.
That is true.
So I
send a nude.
I do have a folder of my favourite. Nervous out how I'm going to say this on Astro Radio. I have a folder of someone that I will never, even honestly, if I was dating someone and they said delete it, I'd go, well, we have to break up. I wouldn't delete it for anyone.
Wow.
I wouldn't delete it for anyone. The amount of.
Would you delete it for him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, yeah, yeah. I deleted it for him, obviously. That's consent.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yes. Look, yeah, I would. Yes, okay, I would. Yes. I would. But he would never because he.
Mention that. No.
Actually. No, actually, I want to keep them. I've actually made 7 copies and I've got a USB if you want to have a copy. But I won't delete them.
Cool USB.
No, I'm joking.
For no money.
But anyway, so someone's found how to find if your partner has a nude of other people on it. And it's something that I use all the time, actually, for work.
What?
Well, like. It's a function on the iPhone.
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry.
So you can search certain phrases on your phone. Like you can search, for example, dog. And all the photos of dogs will come up, Mr. Handsome. Like when I'm sad, I search dog. I had to scroll through and look at all the photos of Lulu, Rosie, Marco, Wild Tours. I look at all the photos of all of them.
Yeah.
You can also search for bra.
Oh, yeah, let me have a look.
When I search bra, 2,500 photos come up.
Wowee. It's a fair few.
Wow. And this is my journey. This is like, this is, wow, that's beautiful. I'm looking at photos. Oh, there's a nice tartan skirt.
Oh, there's a few. Actually, hang on. I just searched that and there's probably a few that probably also need to go. Hang on.
Good clean up. Hang on.
Hang on a second.
Hang on. So you can search and you can find nudes and also photos of people of you in lingerie. So if you want to, it actually could be good for deleting photos you don't want anymore as well.
Totally. You actually, I'm just typing in here nudes.
But I wonder,
they don't know that.
Obviously, that will only get photos of people in bras or like femme bodies.
Yeah.
Can you try and search something in yours to see if it comes up?
Yeah. If this is a setup, I'm going to be there disappointed.
No. Just meat.
Meat?
And see if it gets confused with anything else.
No.
How about chorizo?
Okay, chorizo. Hang on. No. Footy Frank. Oh, my God. Lots of Footy Frank. What are you pointing at, Matt? It's in his sandwich. Okay.
What about if you just search?
It's a weird place to put it.
What if you just search skin?
Skin?
Yeah, it doesn't work. What if I just search naked?
Yeah. Naked?
No. This is quite heartbreaking. I wish you were able to just...
Interesting.
I wish you were able to just find nudes.
Well, you can.
Hang on.
What you got there? What have you got there? What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Oh, that's not in the folder. I'm going to add that to that folder.
Which you won't delete for anyone.
If someone said to me, we're done, you have to delete that folder, I'd go, that sucks that we have to break up. Sorry, I'm allowed to have...
No, what?
Come to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Leave me alone, you know? Well, so nothing we search will be able to find.
I don't think so.
Do you have nudes of yourself?
No. Like I just said to you.
You have none of yourself.
No, I don't have a folder.
Can you search bed for me?
Bed, yeah.
Mm. Pillow.
Bed. It's a photo. No. Actually, also can't say that on the radio.
Oh, I've got a few.
On bed?
Oh, that's a slay. Oh my God, look how perky my tits were.
What do you mean? Oh, so that's a nude?
Yeah, a video. Shit, I look hot. I have brown hair in this rig and I can play that off as me now.
Yeah. What else is here?
Oh my God, I was so young and perky.
I took a screenshot of like a dog once on my Instagram and it's on a bed. Big dog something. Do we need to give you like 10 minutes? What's going on?
I just am so depressed about how my tits used to look compared to now.
You're hot, mate.
No, I obviously.
You're hot.
Obviously.
Oh, okay.
But when I was 23 rather than 27, something's happened in the last. Wow, another slay. Oh, no, you know what it is? I just lost weight. Which is not my fault. So I'll just keep having my up and goes and hopefully they'll all bounce back, maybe.
You're not getting the up and go gear. Great for breakfast, guys. And great to search if you want to find anything at all. Just put it in your photo search bar, including bed, nudes doesn't work, brassiere, all that stuff. Hot nights, you know.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So long, farewell, Arvidas, and adieu.
To you and you and you.
That's my entire range right now.
Still sound good, I think.
Yeah.
Fun show.
Fun show, babe.
Last Monday for the year.
Oh, thank God.
Sorry?
I left the podcast today and I went, see ya. Sorry, guys. I'm not going to pretend. It's a bit tiring.
That's how you really feel.
Babe, we have fun, but it's also like we can have more fun not at work. Sorry, everyone.
But we will see you guys.
And we're grateful for our job, Dave. Cameron, love you so much.
But hey, time for the beach.
But wouldn't mind having a dinner.
That's true. Anyway, see you for the last Tuesday.
Oh, good news, Tuesday.
Good news, Tuesday.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Got it!